Okay, getting back to the, this is in the 30s again, in the early 40s, prior to World War II, Chris, the food that all came out from Fairbanks by the Palm Freighting Company, were the camp cooks the ones that would order the food that they wanted, and then you had to approve it, and so you could keep track of the foodstuffs that were coming in?
They'd write up a list of what they needed. I never marked anything off that, that they needed it. Why, that is what they got.
I remember this, that I believe you were the one that didn't like Hunt's foodstuff products, and you were ordering this good stuff, this Sussman Worms, or S&W, out of a big company. They were headquartered in San Francisco, I guess, S&W Foods, and they had a fine line of canned food, but Hunt Foods weren't... Remember that?
Yeah.
You remember that, you bet.
Well, we felt that way down here.
Well, the thing wasn't I think you should bring up is how you had to bring in the stuff in the fall to get the men through the spring.
Well, yes.
Yeah, that's right.
In the fall of the year, to avoid paying high air freight, why, I would buy maybe 6 sides of beef and not so much pork because that doesn't keep so well, and I had a big warehouse, and of course it'd be frozen hard as a bone when I got the meat, and I'd hang it in there, and I'd also get about 10 cases of eggs, and they would be wintered at Miller House, and Frank Miller would turn the cases over about once a month so the yolks didn't all stick to one side. And by spring those eggs were really good. They're aged, they had a fine flavor.
Well, I remember too that early when the dredge pond was frozen, you'd cut big blocks of ice and then we'd put it in the ice house there, that sawdust between the walls there, and that lasted surprisingly good, and used to make ice cream there, and we'd have the ice cream there in July at camp.